O Lord, open thou my lips.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O God, who hast made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light, grant, we beseech thee, that as we have known here on earth the mysteries of that light, we may also come to the fullness of its joys in heaven through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord and only Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Your devout attention is now directed to the reading of Scripture in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, concerning the birth of Jesus Christ, as follows. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Thus far the reading of Scripture. We now confess our most holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In order to understand why the Christ child came into this world, we have to go back to the beginning of time. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, were created pure and holy in God's own image. But when they willingly followed the devil's leading and disobeyed God's command, they became sinful, totally corrupt, afraid of God, and deserving of his just anger. By their disobedience, sin entered into the world, and because of sin, misery, suffering, and death came. came upon all men, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23. All of us have inherited from our parents the corruption into which Adam and Eve fell. And on account of our corrupt condition, we too are by nature lost and condemned, ruined in body and soul, both unwilling and unable to please God. But in love and mercy for all sinners, he gave his only begotten Son to rescue them from sin, death, and Satan. In him who kept the law perfectly in the stead of all sinners and paid the penalty of their guilt, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. 2 Corinthians 5:19. All our Christmas presents should serve us as reminders of God's great gift to us, Jesus, the best Christmas present of all.
Thank you.
a Savior. The people of the Old Testament waited in faith for 4,000 years for their Jesus, their rescuer, to arrive. Down through these ages, before the scriptures had been written, God often spoke with his people directly and often delivered messages to his believing children by his holy prophets and even through his holy angels. The Old Testament believers trusted these messages and looked forward in confidence to the fulfillment of God's sure prophecies. In the early New Testament times, God continued to use holy angels as his messengers. As we know, God's angels helped prepare his people for the first Christmas. The angel Gabriel appeared first of all to the aged priest Zacharias to announce the birth of John the Baptist, the Savior's boy. Then Gabriel brought Mary the message that she had been chosen to be the mother of the Savior. He also appeared to Joseph in a dream, telling him not to worry that his espoused wife Mary was expecting a baby, since the child to be born of her was of the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with him as his vowed wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
We who, like the shepherds of Bethlehem, are poor, miserable sinners, can easily understand why they were so terrified at the angel's appearance. They no doubt thought that the stern judgment of God had come upon them. God's holy law had indeed done its work in their hearts, bringing them to a realization of their sins, and they knew how powerless they were to save themselves. But to their surprise and joy, the trembling shepherds heard not the condemnation of the law, but the sweet comfort of the gospel. Yes, they heard the glad tidings of salvation in Christ Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem. The good news that banishes also our fear and brings joy to our hearts when we cling in faith to its promises.
Thank you. By these words, God does not promise earthly peace among the nations, as many people today believe. That's not what the gospel is all about. For Jesus himself has told us in his word that in the last times there will be wars and distress among the nations with perplexity. No, God's messengers are singing here of his goodwill towards sinful men and sending them a Savior who brings peace to their hearts in the forgiveness of their sins.
All who trust in Jesus' merits alone for salvation have that peace with the Father in heaven. For St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the peacemaker, the reconciler, and so all the credit and all the glory belongs to him. Just as the angels declare in their Christmas song of praise, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Thank you.
I speak not by commandment, but to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. We bring to thee these offerings of silver and of gold, as did thine ancient children, the wisest men of old. But more than this, Lord Jesus, for thou our Savior art, we bring to thee this night our soul, our life, our heart. Let us arise to pray. O Almighty, most merciful Father, we thank thee that thou didst in the fullness of time fulfill thine ancient promises and hast given us in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, to be the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Himself in his vicarious atonement, the satisfaction of thy justice, and the payment for our reconciliation by thee. O Lord Jesus Christ, praise, glory, and honor be to thee. For out of thine unspeakable love thou didst humble thyself to become the most destitute of men, and thus to become the Lamb of God, the sufferer of our guilt, and the rescuer of our souls. Thou wast made man, that we might be made heirs of God and fellow heirs with thee of thy glory. Thou didst take upon thee the form of a servant, that we might be kings and priests before God for thy sake. We sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, but thou hast brought us light and life and peace and joy everlasting, by redeeming us to thy heavenly Father. O Holy Spirit, we praise and bless thee for making known to us and to all mankind, by the preaching of the gospel, the joyful tidings of our Savior's nativity. And we beseech thee by that same sweet gospel, the power of God unto salvation, to quicken us by thy grace, that we may not hear the Christmas message with passing wonderment only, but like Mary, ponder it gratefully in our hearts, that it may kindle in us the light of true faith, that is, humble, childlike confidence in the merits of our Redeemer, and the fire of fervent love in imitation of thy great love for us. Let us not be turned aside by doubts or fears, but like the shepherds, trusting fully in the word of reconciliation, come with haste to see the things which have come to pass. Accept and receive them by faith for our salvation, and then gratefully make known abroad, as we have opportunity, the great joy which shall be to all people, that they too, with us, may rejoice in the gift of salvation and glorify and praise God for the wonders of his love in sending thee to be our precious Redeemer. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. And now, in the name and for the sake of our blessed Savior, we bring to thee everything else upon our poor hearts in the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Oh.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.